Hello, welcome to Great Minds Drink Alike. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. Just a little warm, but that's okay. It's
we
summer.
We haven't recorded in a long time.
Well, with the pandemic, it's kind of been hard thinking about anything.
I know. We had to be inside for a long time.
Yes.
Are you
I'm
happy
getting
you're
a little
able
itchy.
Are you happy you're able to leave the house again, that we're letting you outside?
Yes, but you know what? It's very, very irritable. I mean, you have to be so, it's so stressful. You wait in the line behind 20 people. You got to put the mask on. You take the mask off. Nobody wants to talk to you. You can't ask a question in the stores.
Well, I mean, if you're wearing the mask, people can talk to you.
No,
I
the people who work there don't want to answer you because they don't want to be bothered.
I mean, maybe they're just stressed out.
Of course they are. I don't blame them. I'm
dealing
stressed
with
and I'm
crazy
not,
people.
I don't work, and I don't work with so many people.
What
I even
store?
Went into a small. I even went into a small vacuum cleaner store, right? And big sign on the front door saying, "If there's anybody in the store, you're not allowed in. One person at a time." I said, "Oh my God."
Oh
and
yeah.
And Suzanne went to get some kind of a gift card in the Japanese restaurant, and nobody was coming out near the window. You couldn't go in. And then finally somebody came out, and she said, "Can you get someone? I need a gift certificate." Slide the card in through the window. Slide the thing out of the window.
Yeah,
she
I
said,
actually,
"I'm sweating."
I saw that once. I was so confused because I was just going to go there and order and then,
right.
like, wait for it to be done. I didn't call ahead or anything, and there's nobody there, and there's, like, a plastic window that slides
yeah.
open, and I'm like, there's, like, a speaker, and
oh,
the lady's, like, pointing to the speaker, like, talking to the speaker. I'm like, oh, hello? can I order? Do you still have lunch specials?
Oh, good. Well, it's a challenge.
I know. I mean, that was the first time I saw something like that.
Yeah, definitely
I mean,
a challenge.
It's been a while since I've seen, like, the doors blocked at establishments where you can't walk into the restaurant. Like,
well, we
I thought
walk
we
into
were,
that one.
I thought we were moving past that. But whatever makes people feel comfortable, I'm fine with.
Yeah, but it still is a little challenging to do anything. To think about walking out of the door is a challenge. You
well,
have to really think. Do you really want to do it?
Well, that's true. I
and
think people are thinking more about, do I really need to leave the house?
Yeah,
do
I know.
Do I really, really need to go to the store? Or can I get it delivered?
Well, the delivery, the Peapod delivery is not that great because about you order maybe 30 things. 10 of them are not in stock. I mean, really silly stuff like broccoli, bread. Things that I think should be in stock always, you know,
well,
I don't understand it.
Yeah, but then it gets confusing because maybe you order it on a day and they're out of broccoli that day, so they can't fill the order, and then they
yeah.
deliver it to you on a different day. But maybe they would have broccoli that day, but you ordered it on a different day, so you just gotta... I don't
yeah,
know.
Gotta,
I don't know if Peapod's the best app for you, Grandma. I think you should use, like, maybe Shipt or Instacart.
Or maybe I should do that. She just opened the world to me, so let me go to the grocery store.
Grandma, if you want to go to the grocery store.
No, I mean, without all the stress. I mean, without all the five people at a time in the store. Or in Trader Joe's, there's a line always around the corner.
Oh, well,
Who
Trader Joe's is crazy.
Who wants to stay outside in this heat?
No, not me. Not today. Today it's
no.
like 110
no.
degrees out.
Yeah, well, you know what? I can live without whatever I have. But
I mean,
well, that's all I could tell you. But and we went to Target. They have a lot of toilet paper. They have a lot of paper towels. But there's also 50
oh,
people online ahead of you.
I thought that there wasn't issues with toilet paper anymore. And then the other day, there was no... paper towels or toilet paper in the store and a big sign
exactly.
like out of all paper towels and toilet paper.
Yeah.
And I was
and now
just
they
so
say
confused.
Clorox wipes are not going to be here until next year. So I don't know what's happening with that either.
What does that even mean, not going to be here till next year?
They're not making enough of Clorox.
Not making them?
I guess.
Is Clorox giving up?
You asking me? I'm having enough trouble day by day, just going through life.
Clorox thought they were going to save the world with their product, and then they realized they couldn't, so they just
gave up. Everything is more expensive.
Like what?
Every food restaurant, everything you buy, it's like the nail salon. It went up like about $5 service.
The nail salon did?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
It's $10 now for manicure, it used to be $7. It's $20 for a pedicure, it used to be $15.
Grandma, in what world was a pedicure ever $15?
In the world of grandma.
No, it used to be, it was, a pedicure has been $18 since.
Well, now it's $20.
2006.
Well, now it's $20.
I mean, it might be $20, but it was never $15.
And the nails are $65 instead of $45. They were crazy.
Are you getting done to your nails that it's $65?
Well, you have to put the gel on and then you have to put the nail polish on. Hey, I'm a beauty, sweetie pie. You don't just throw nothing on me.
$65 to get your nails done? I haven't gotten my nails done.
Oh,
I've been doing
them
myself.
Well, that's lovely.
It's
I'm
free.
Happy. Well, then put that $65 in the bank. And you'd be closer to getting an apartment.
Every week I'll put $65.
No, not every week. I don't go every week. Every three weeks or every month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
I guess 65 is not bad if you go once a month. Because if you're going to get a manicure once a week, that's like $12.
Well, over there it's 10. Oh, my God. It's thunderstorm.
Well, you
what
have to
going
tip
on?
Them.
The world is going crazy. It's a thunderstorm and there's no rain.
Yeah, because we're turning into a tropical climate over here.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. I have to get my bikini. I have to get ready.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, is it going to rain or what?
I have no idea. Did you hear the storm in the middle of the night?
I did, but my two guests didn't. I heard the thunder. I heard the rain.
I was awoken up at like 5 in the morning by some crazy thunder.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I said, this is it.
What is it? The end of the world?
This is the end of the world, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, today it's going to be again. It didn't finish with us.
Is it? Is it raining, though? It's not raining?
No, it's the sun shining, but there's thunder all over the place. Hear it?
Not really. I don't know.
How could you not hear that?
I don't know. I don't like to hear thunder anyway. It scares me.
Okay.
Doesn't thunder scare you? It's just like so loud.
Honey, nothing scares me anymore except going to the store.
Oh. What type of mask are you rocking these days? What types of mask advice can you give to the people out there?
Oh, don't wear one and don't go out.
Grandma, wear one.
I know, but what do you mean? I bought two the other day from Target.
Yeah, like, do you have different ones to match your outfits?
I have a denim one and I have a green one. And then I have the white ones with the blue. And then
ooh,
I have
a denim one sounds cute.
The beige. Then you don't hear that? My God, I think the world's coming in. And then that's how many I have.
So you can match them to your outfits?
A little bit. I mean, I have like a denim one, a light denim, and I have like a light green. And then other ones are the white with the blue.
Ooh, a light
and then there's
green.
A beige one. I have a beige one. Like,
ooh.
Got like a print on it. Somebody made that for me.
Ooh, I just have like white ones. So boring.
Well, if you go to Target, they're 2 for $4, and you get... I know they had black, and then they had this denim and green one, and then they had two black. I didn't get the black. I should have got the black, too. I don't know. I didn't get the black.
Yeah, but, Grandma, you told me I'm not allowed to go to Target.
Why?
Because it's too complicated.
Oh, well, the dollar store is just as complicated as Target. What are you talking about?
You love the dollar store, Grandma.
I do.
I never met anybody else in my life who loves the dollar store so much.
I do. I got pot holders, dish towels, the everything I got. It was just wonderful. $20. I got a lot of things. Got sponges.
Are things actually $1?
Exactly.
That dollar store that you go to?
Yep. $1.
See, that, I never encounter that at a dollar store. It's never $1. The only thing I found recently at a dollar store that was actually a dollar was like these drinks, like these.
Oh, like, I don't buy from the dollar store.
Energy, like sparkling water drinks.
Oh, no, I bought a sponge. I bought two sponges. I bought a bottle. I bought a dish towel. Aunt Suzanne bought eyeglasses for a dollar.
She bought eyeglasses at the dollar store?
Yeah.
That's and we got insane.
The torch that lights the candles for a dollar.
Wow.
But we did very well.
But is it the torch that bends?
No, I don't get a bending one. I get a straight one.
I want one of the bending ones. You can
That's
bend
how your mother
it.
Has, but I've never had that.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't have that.
She was doing the other day one that went like a U.
What?
I don't know. She was using some kind of torch that looked like a...
I didn't know that. Nobody told me that. Wow.
Oh, it looked like that. That's for sure. You know, that was what I saw anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, that's everything, you know. But we'll all get through this. We'll all get through this and we'll all be very happy.
Oh, yes. How are you? How have you been managing your time during quarantine in Nile? What is, have you had, do you have any new hobbies?
No.
Do you?
I watch.
No?
I watch.
You don't do anything at all?
Well, I walk. I do my exercise in the house. You know, that kind of stuff. I do my bike.
What type of exercise in the house?
Well, I run my stationary bike. And then I have a thing that goes on the floor that you move your legs and your arms. And then I do the dog. You know, the dog hydrant thing?
What?
The hydrant. You must have seen the dog. For the dog, it's called something dog. You never seen that?
You mean it's as if you're reenacting a male dog peeing.
Kind of. You raise your leg, then you play your leg back.
I know exactly
I'll
what you're talking
you.
About. I've never called
you know,
it a dog. A dog.
What do you
hydrant,
call it?
Though.
I don't know what you call it. But when I went to the gym, they used to do it a lot. What they call it?
I don't know. Just like side butt raises.
All right,
I don't know
so
what you
call
anything.
Side butt. Well, that's what they used to call it. But anyway, that's what I do, and I've been watching. Heathland had 11 series.
Excuse me, what's it called?
I'm sorry. Is it Heathland? Heathland, yeah, I think. Or Happy,
Heathland.
Yeah. Very nice show.
What's it about?
A rancher who lives in Canada with his family.
Do you mean Heartland?
Oh, Heartland. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Why did you call it Heathland?
I knew you would know what I was talking about. Heartland.
So confused.
Did you watch it at all?
I don't think so. I watched once a show called Dixieland. Is that similar, maybe?
I don't know what Dixieland is. Is that about a ranch in Canada?
Dixieland was about, I think it was about a girl. It was a CW show, and it was about a girl who, like, went to this country town somewhere in the south or, like, the middle of the country and was, like, a doctor or something. And I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't know that one. I know this
one
is
of those...
about a well, they do how they do take care of horses. She's a horse whisperer.
They take care of horses. That's it.
She's a horse whisperer. And you know all about her family. She has a sister and a grandfather. And they call the grandfather Gigi. Sounds good. Great grandma. Great grandfather. Gigi.
Interesting.
I thought
that sounds
that
like a dog's name.
Well, it's not a dog. He's a very nice grandfather. And two sisters and a father and adopted girl, Georgia.
So do they like pie. So do they like breed horses or they just take care of horses.
If your horse has a problem or acting up, you take it to her farm and she fixes it. Heartland Farm.
Because the horse is sick,
It's not really sick. It's like they don't understand him. He might get wild because he's lonely or because you're neglecting him or he's not jumping right because he doesn't like how you're holding his bit too tight. Whatever. She talks to them and she finds out what's wrong with them.
Interesting.
It's a very interesting show.
Maybe I should check it out.
And the horses are beautiful. And then, of course, you know, you learn the people. Well, you know what? You don't have time, but I have time because what else am I doing?
No, I don't really have time for a new show. I'm really honestly booked these days since Bravo is back up and running and airing shows again because they were not airing shows for a long time. They were just airing like one show and it was only like one new show a week for such a long time. Now that we have Housewives of Beverly Hills, Housewives of New York, Housewives of Potomac.
Well, you like them.
Below Deck Mediterranean. Oh my gosh, there's just so much. The only night I don't have a show, well, Friday and Saturday I don't have a show, obviously. But is Tuesday. Tuesday is the only day I don't have a show on.
Oh, well.
So, I mean, maybe on Tuesdays I can watch Heathland.
Yes. You'll like it. I think you'll like the show. You know.
I'm sure I will.
I'm reading books.
Oh, yes. Tell me what you're reading, because I have to tell you what I'm reading.
I just finished a book, but you won't like it. It's about the Amish Linda Castillo. She writes it. It's because it's a series of this. She's a sheriff. She was an Amish young girl, and then she left the Amish, you know, culture.
You mean Amish?
Amish, yes, the Amish culture. And then she went back to be the sheriff. And so they have the different series about her. But I am going to read this other one.
She left the Amish people to be a sheriff for the Amish people?
She left it to be in the police department in Cleveland. And then she went back to be a sheriff in the Amish country.
Oh, my gosh. It's like that show that was on TLC, Breaking Amish.
Yeah, somebody would tell me about that. I never saw it.
I loved that show.
Yeah.
It was on back in, 2013, probably. Great show. I used to watch it with my friends.
Somebody would just tell me about that. Yeah, but no, I never watched that. But anyway, and then I'm going to get this other book, but I forgot the name of it that Mommy said. I forgot the name of it. I wrote it down, but I don't know what it is. I didn't write it down. No, I have to get it off Suzanne's telephone, her iPhone.
Okay.
She wrote it. I know. We were at the beach. I said, give me something to read, because I already read James Patterson book, and there's nothing, exciting on that anymore. I don't know. I'd have to really – everything I want, they don't have in audiobook.
Grandma, there's just millions and millions of books out there, and you can't find
right,
one
but there's,
book.
No, because when people give me a name and I want to read it, they don't. Well, you know, right? The library now has been a little funny, so you have to really get what's on the shelf. The girl gave me a nice book, A Summer Home. That was good.
A Summer Home.
Yeah, it was about. That's also about horses. Come to think of it. There was girls and people in Miami had to
horse
move to
theme.
The west. Yeah, because people in Miami had a horse farm and a hurricane was coming. So they went to, I think, South Carolina. And they all lived in the same house. And it was, you know, different couples and stuff. And you learn all about them.
Like a commune?
And not a commune. It was a lady who had a house with a husband, a big farm, a horse farm. And these were her friends, and they came there because the hurricane was hitting Miami. So they bought their horses and stuff. It was good.
Sounds culty.
Yeah. It sounds horsey.
Well, I'm reading a book and it's about a cult. So now I'm like looking at all different situations in life and like that seems culty. Like that seems like those people are living in a commune. Like,
which was the name of that one?
It's called The Family Upstairs.
I read it.
You did?
Of course.
Oh my God, don't tell me what's going to happen.
I won't, but I thought I told you to read it.
No, I'm reading it for my, I have a book club now with my friends. So,
Oh, you'll like it. I think you'll like the ending.
Oh, okay. Say no more.
I won't because it's, I'm not.
It's one of those books that there's like three different stories going on at the same time. So it's, I don't know. I never really liked those types of books because not that it's not confusing, but it's just like.
It is in the beginning when you first start reading it.
Yeah, it is in the beginning because you're like, you got to figure out what's happening for yourself in your head.
Yeah.
It's not confusing. It's just like sometimes I get into one part of this book and then they cut to the next part and I'm like, well, now I have to read this and then I can find out what's happening with the other girl and then I have to read about the guy and then it's annoying me.
Yeah, no, I read that book. I thought it was good.
And my friends like to do this weird thing where we meet virtually, but we read like the book in sections, so we'll read like the first third of the book and then have book club and talk about it. Oh my gosh, the thunder. That's thunder. Crazy.
Look, it's gonna kill me. And no rain.
Oh my God.
But anyway, I read that book. I liked it. It was good. It was a little, yeah, I'm not sure I like to read about the cult, but it was okay. You know.
Would you live in a commune, Grandma?
Of course not.
If you were going to have a commune, what would you name it?
I wouldn't name it because I wouldn't be there.
No, but if you had to, if somebody was like, this is what you have to do. Like, you have to form your own commune. And, like, you can invite whoever you want. And you can, like, you know, make up activities for the commune people. And, like, all live together. What would your commune be named?
This too shall pass.
This
the whole commune.
Pass? Okay.
That's the name.
All right. Would you invite me?
Sure. I think it's starting to rain now.
Do we all
you
want to
come with me?
Yeah,
oh, you remind me of the, of like what Suzanne likes. What is it called? The Hand Maidens?
Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
That's the TV comedy show?
She loves that show.
I never watched that show. That's like,
right. You can't watch it. It's disgusting. I watched one episode and I cannot handle this.
Why? Because it's racy?
It's the women against men. And this one man is having all these women and getting them pregnant and you have to do whatever they tell you. And you know, I'm not good at rules. You can't. I'm
so
not too good at rules.
You wouldn't survive.
No, I'd have my eye taken out.
Yeah, you'd probably like try and punch somebody out.
Especially someone came near me that I didn't want. And then take your baby away from you.
Oh, no.
Take the baby. Yeah, they take the baby so this way he can be raised the way ever he wants it to be.
Ugh.
It's a very strange show.
That's gross.
Very strange show.
So that wouldn't happen in your cult?
No.
What would be some activities that you would do in your cult with your cult people?
We play bingo.
Bingo. I heard about a hobby that you miss a lot.
Oh, there's so many. What is it? You know, I golf. I have my own golf club.
What?
I play tennis with Poppy and another couple. Then we'd have bagels and Bloody Marys on Sunday morning.
Okay.
I bowl.
This is just the theme of your life. you would always just do activities in your life where there was drinking after.
No, just that one.
You don't have to make excuses. You could just drink if you want.
I'm a big girl, honey. I can do whatever. Oh, it almost came in my window and killed me.
What, the thunder?
The lightning.
Oh, my God. Just stay away from the window.
Yeah, I'm going to move. Son of a bitch. Yeah, me to death. I'm going to have gray hair when this is all over.
Oh, this is what's going to give you gray hair.
Well, lightning coming right through my window? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Okay, now what was I talking about? I lost myself for a moment.
Activities in cult, which...
I've done everything. I've knitted, I've crocheted, I did ceramic. I had a very full life.
What was, like, the one hobby you were best at?
I was so good at all of them, honey.
Oh, of course.
Of course. When you put your mind to it, you're good at anything.
Is that
someone
true?
Probably hit me in the head with the tennis racket.
On purpose?
I didn't move fast enough. Well, I didn't move fast enough.
Oh, my God.
But then I said, I'm not playing anymore with you.
I don't think that, like, I could play, like, be on a team with my husband.
Well, I did play the paddleball with him was good. It was just him and I, so it was good, you know.
Yeah, but
when you do it with another couple.
You versed each other, right?
What?
You, like, played against each other.
Well, just him and I, yeah.
Right,
but
I'm saying,
when you play,
like,
against another couple, it's a little bit more difficult because
that's what I'm
Bobby
saying.
Was so competitive, he wanted to win, and I guess I slowed him up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like being on the same team with your husband is probably hard because, like,
well, I wasn't on the bowling team with him, and I wasn't golfing with him.
That was all on your own?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How progressive.
Yeah, well, what do you think, honey? We didn't stand still just because I wasn't born 2020.
I didn't know that you were such a sportsman.
Oh, yes. We did all. We did it all. We did it all.
Wow.
You know,
I should get into more activities.
Well, that's what people did. You know, and I joined the sport. I was always belonging to a gym. I always belonged to a gym, the World Gym in Wantour, and then there was another gym I belonged to. I was always in a gym.
Were you?
Yeah. Yeah. Lucille Roberts, I joined that for a while.
Wow. Well, what would you do at the gym?
The aerobic class. I did the one that, you know, the step, the one where you step on the...
The step aerobics.
Yeah, I did that, and then I did the regular exercise.
I love step aerobics, honestly.
Yeah, I did that. Just, you know, I did my share.
I used to do step aerobics when I was, like, 11.
Well, I don't think I was 11. I think I was a little older.
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, it's not very, like, step aerobics isn't very trendy anymore, so you can't really find a step aerobics class. But I would love to take a step aerobics class. I mean, you can't take any classes right now, obviously, but...
Oh, no. Well, I can never do what you do, the, what is it, the one with the bicycle?
Spin class?
Yeah, I could never do that. I see that on television, and I'm saying, oh, my God, they're crazy.
Yeah, but
go
you
slow,
have,
go fast.
You have your stationary bike.
That's what I do it on. I go right upstairs half an hour every morning on my stationary bike. Very happy.
A half an hour? Really?
That's it. I do want to do more than that.
No, I'm surprised that you do for that long.
Oh, no, half an hour is good.
Do you get, like, your heart rate up? Do you sweat?
Yeah, but I don't know about my I don't take my heart rate, but yes, I do. How could you take care? Oh, I bet you if I... Oh, no. I'm wondering.
You gotta get
I bet you if I hold my... I bet you if I hold my iPhone. Because that tells you how many steps you take.
I don't know if that tells you your heart rate.
I think it does. I'm going to check it. I think it does.
Wow. I don't know. You need, you need, like, a heart rate monitor. You wear it on your wrist, either like a Fitbit or something like that.
You know what? Why would I want to get myself upset? I know I do it, and I'm sweating, and I'm good. I don't care. If they,
Wait,
they
no,
tell
you,
me,
it's good to get your heart rate up. That means that you're getting good exercise.
Well, yeah, but then, I mean, I get all fat. I do the other thing. I'm fine. Remember, honey, I am not 50 years old.
You're not, what, 50?
Yeah, I'm not 50. And I'm not 40. I'm, like, over the hill. Whatever I could do, I do.
Grandma, I thought you were in your 50s.
Right, 55.
Wow, you look great.
Thank you. But, you know, I do what I can. And I walk. I'll walk for about 20 minutes. That's not bad. But not in this hot weather, I won't.
No,
most
don't
of the time
go outside.
I'll walk. It takes about 20 minutes. I walk about a mile. 1.2 maybe if I go a little extra. But I think that's
pretty
good
long.
For me. I think that's good for me.
That is
might not be
for
good
grandma.
For you, the younger people, but for me, I'm happy.
No, yeah, I probably need more exercise than that. You know,
yeah,
I do my exercise in the morning, and then I usually do a walk in the afternoon too.
Yeah, but you know, like I say, I don't need to prove anything to anybody. You know, I just have to keep myself in some kind of shape. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't need to prove nothing to anybody.
No, that's what I mean. So I just do what I can do, and I'm happy with it. I do more than some people, and probably less than some. Who knows? You know.
You definitely do more than most people I know. A lot of people don't exercise.
Well, that's what I mean. So I feel I'm doing okay.
You're doing great.
And this thing shall pass, this pandemic, and we'll all be sane. I mean, I don't even like to go into the library. I go in there to pick a book out or a CD. It's so deserted because there's no chairs anymore. There's no tables. It just looks so barren. It's kind of depressing.
Wait, so you go to the library. What do you do? You can't go into the... I thought you couldn't go into the library.
Now you can. You can go into the library. You have to wear a mask. There's no seats, no bathroom, no seating, no table and chairs. Like, you know, you used to read... I used to look at the magazines. well, you know, yeah. It was like you had nothing to do, so you'd walk up to the library, look at the magazines, pick out a book, and come home. You waste a few hours, you know. So it's good. Cool.
So what... What do you do there now? You just have to tell
you
them.
You have to just go there. You can do it two ways. You can call up and reserve a book, and they'll have it at the desk for you. Or you can go to the shelves, pick out a book, and then go and check it out. But, you know, it's like, or else you order a book. Say you want something, and they'll have it. They'll say pick it up, or they won't. But you can also, if you don't want to go in the library, you can do it outside where they put it on a table with your number and your name. And you just go in at like a certain time that they give you and you go through the library, pick it up and go home. But now I said, yeah, I might as well just go into the library because then I don't have to have a certain time to pick it up.
That sounds easiest. I should do that, but I owe like so much money on my library card that I just don't want to go.
Oh my goodness.
And they always...
Like
no, because I don't know. I lose the book that I take out from the library, and then, like, I forget about it. And then, like, usually when you go...
Right.
Usually when you owe a lot of money to the library, you go... This used to be, like, a while ago. You would go, and they'd be like, oh, you owe $20. Like, just give us, like, $5. I'm like, okay. Now, you go, and they're like... Oh, you owe $20? Like, you can, you know, like, give us a credit card, like, you know, put it on your debit card. Like, you could leave a deposit. You have to pay, like, the $20 out. I'm like, what am I giving you $20 for? Like, does anybody really need that book?
Well, you see, that's the thing, what I'm telling you. Everybody's trying to make money, and they're raising the prices on everything.
Even the library.
Right. They're all trying to make the money where all these people, they lost all this money on these late charges and stuff. It's crazy out there. I think everything, the bill, all the food is more expensive. I mean, everything seems to be more. That Suzanne, when we went to the Lazy lobster. Mm-hmm. Suzanne bought a lobster roll for me, a lobster roll for her, and a kid's dish for Grace. And it was $70.
That makes sense. The lobster rolls are like $30.
That's a lot of money. Were they always that much?
Yeah.
Were they always that much money?
Yeah, lobster rolls are like $30, Grandma.
Were they always that much?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it just seemed like it was a lot.
Well, you know, like you think when you're going to get a lobster roll, right? It's like a casual thing. It's usually at a casual place.
Right. Well, it was casual.
You get fries, you get a beer, like it's going to be like a cheap night. Never. Right. It's always like $100 for two people.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Was it always but, that? I thought things went up higher. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know why lobster would be more expensive. Like, it's just always, like, out there
in
the
sea.
Oh, it
was very good.
Somebody's got to go get it.
Well, that's it. But see, when they throw the net in, they don't just get one lobster. They get 20 lobsters, if not more.
Yeah, but somebody has to go out and do that. Like, that's a lot of work.
It's a fisherman's job.
Okay, but they still got to get paid.
Yes, I know. But I'm just saying they don't just go get one lobster. They get a load of lobsters to sell.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, actually, I saw once on Below Deck. They went lobster fishing and they... like went diving into the water. This was in Tahiti, I think. They go diving into the water and they get to the bottom and the lobsters are like under rocks.
Oh, really? I thought they threw a net in.
I mean, maybe that's how it is like up here, but this was in like different type of water, I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
it was like, and in that moment, I was like, wow, that's why lobsters are so expensive, because you have to go, like, diving for them.
Oh,
but maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe it's just, like, the one type of lobster that you have to go diving for.
When I was in, where was I? I think I was in Aruba. I'm not sure. There was a native man from the island, and he would go out every morning, and he had to dive for these.
Wait, what country is this?
Aruba.
Okay.
This was Aruba. And he had to dive for these, and these conches, they're called. And he would sell he would go into the shell when he got to shore, take the fish out, and sell it to the restaurant. And then he would have the shell. I have one of them. I'll show it to you. And it was black and brown. And when he finished it with his brush, it came pink and very, very clean, nice. But, you know, if you take the fish out, then he would brush it and sell them.
Oh, interesting.
I have to show
Wait,
you
so
it.
He would...
You know the sort?
No.
Oh, I
so
have it in my kind of a...
He would sell the meat to the restaurants?
To the restaurant, right.
For, like, conch fritters?
Yeah.
Those are good.
For however much, whatever he got for them. You know, that was his daily, that was his job to go dive for these things.
Right. What a job.
And then he would shine it up at the beach and, you know, at the shoreline. And you'd pick whichever one you want. But you saw it when it came out of the wood. It was brown and black and horrible.
Wow.
He had
Wait,
a bucket.
So he just
take the...
So he was just cleaning... He was cleaning them. That's how they got pink, because they just had
yes.
so much crap on them.
Right, I guess, with the steel brush. He would brush it and brush it and brush it and brush it. But
wow.
The fish came out first, and he had it in a bucket, and then he would sell them. So that was his job.
What a
I guess
job.
Well, you know, you have a little boat. You go out every morning. You get this. $25, I think, was each shell that he sold from and the You know, everybody, oh, my God, we need to have this shell.
$25 for a shell?
Yeah, but it was authentic.
Oh, my God.
But it was authentic. You saw it how it was in the raw and how it came out so beautiful.
I guess so. That is pretty authentic. Really don't get more, like,
No, it was just
Aruba
nice
than
to
that.
Have. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a souvenir kind of a thing. But
yeah.
just to see how he did it was you know, you saw him go out. He went out early in the morning, so you never saw him, but you saw him when he came in.
Right. It's the whole, like, experience.
Yeah. It was the whole thing of just learning how we did it.
Watching this fisherman come in from sea. He's got the right. conch shells. You pick out your favorite one.
Yeah, it was nice. It was interesting. It was interesting. Let's put it that way. And he was very nice.
I got to see this. I got to go to Aruba.
Well, okay.
I heard that they have amazing food in Aruba.
They do. They did when I was there anyway. But, you know, everything is subject to change. But I've been to all those islands. I mean, I went to all of the islands. I went to St. Martin's. I went to all of those little islands. I went to St. Cruz. I mean, where was the other one? St. John's was another one. They all were lovely. They all were nice. I can't complain about any of them.
Yeah,
Dominican
really
Republic, the one I went to, I loved. The hotel I went to. I think I went to, it was called the Excellency. You didn't even have to move off the area. The resort, they had, like, at night, they had entertainment every night.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. A little hotel entertainment. That's
yeah, it was
best.
Fun. It was very nice. But, you know, those are the times. Those were the good old days. The good
One old day. Day we'll travel again, Grandma. Don't worry.
I hope so, because I don't want to get too afraid of flying. And right now, I am. And I never was. But now, I'm a little bit hesitant on going on an airplane again. And I don't want to get that way.
Well, you just wait till there's a vaccine and then all will be good. We'll be on the
airplane. Oh, my God. They say there's going to be a vaccine now next, not even January. Now it's going to be next year in 6 months. Give me a break.
Well,
but I don't know.
You know, whatever the scientists need to do, just leave them alone and figure it out.
Well, then I'm not going to bother them.
Don't bother the scientists. Let them work it out.
Let them do their magic. But, you know, now they're saying this and that, and this doctor says to do this, and this doctor says you can't use this. And this one says scrape your arm. This one says scrape your wherever. I said, please, give me a break.
What are you talking about?
These doctors all have different opinions of this vaccine. One says you just scrape your arm. And it's supposed to do something. I said, why?
What?
Well, who
Scrape
knows?
Your... I'm so confused.
I guess maybe put a needle in there. I don't know. Oh. I don't know. I'm not going to be the first one to go get the vaccine. Let me put it that way.
Oh, no.
I'll wait
no,
till they
just,
really...
You just wait
Now
there.
I say Russia has some that they don't know if it's any good. So, we'll see.
I don't know.
I don't know either, so I don't listen to the news anymore. I'm going to start listening to cartoons.
Yeah, you should just, just watch Bravo.
Okay.
That's just how you get through.
That's right.
Kardashians
I'll get
and Bravo.
Through, I'll get through like everybody else is getting through, but it's just, you ask me how I like it. I don't like it, but I'll get through it.
Well, nobody likes it, Grandma, but you got to make the best of it.
I am. I'm trying every morning to get
what
up and be happy.
Do you have any upcoming plans for this weekend? Anything exciting happening?
No, Suzanne is going to leave Thursday morning. And Friday I'm going to get my hair done. The girl's going to come over. And that's it. Nothing else. Only thing I do anything with is your mother and you.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, all my friends are frightened. They don't want to come over. They're frightened. In fact, I had to cancel the book club until September. I was going to do it in August, and nobody wants to come, so I had to change it to September.
I mean, like, nothing's going to change by September. I mean...
Well, then I might have to cancel it again if they don't want to come. What can I tell you? I can only do the best I can.
Yeah. I feel like, for now on, as long as, like, it doesn't get worse for where we live, like, it will just be about the same until there's a vaccine. And
right,
then,
that's why I'm nervous about Florida, going to Florida. I'm very nerve-wracking about that, unless they change something.
Yeah, Florida's different. I don't know. I'm not really up on what they've been doing there.
They haven't been doing anything good, let me tell you. Well, I mean, that's what they keep saying on the radio. I mean, on the television. I don't know, you know.
No, I have no I don't know. I hope they're okay. I hope everybody's okay.
I hope so too, please.
That's exciting. I've been cutting my own hair, so I'm just going to like...
keep on doing it. Well, you got this long, beautiful hair. You can.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's getting pretty long.
I have to get the girl come. She'll come in Friday morning and do it.
Good for you.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, I can't color my own hair, so that's good. I certainly can't cut my own hair.
No, don't cut your own hair. Don't do that.
I could just see myself being bald.
Yeah, no.
But anyway.
All right. Well, it was great talking with you, Grandma.
Well, thank you. It was great talking to you also.
Always fun.
I don't know if we solved anything.
Well, we're not here to solve anything. That's not what this podcast is going to do.
That's right. That's all right. People will get maybe a little joke out of it. It's okay. A little fun out of it.
A little chuckle, a little laugh.
Yeah, that's all you can hope for.
I mean, but don't pee your pants, people. Like, I know we're funny, but... Oh, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, right. Just take it easy, guy.
Yeah, just calm down. Okay.
This too shall pass.
This too shall pass.
That's my new motto. This too shall pass.
Me too. We can get matching tattoos.
I have a nice possum in my backyard. He's living in my shed and the lady's shed next door. I'm so frightened to death.
And next week we'll have him on the podcast.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to do about it. Suzanne, we were sitting outside. Suzanne saw something move, and she ran in the house like a crazy person. I said, I don't know if that was the possum. I don't know. They do come out at night, but they say.
Yeah, I mean, we did see it the other night. There was something large that walked across your deck, so they don't
know. It wasn't
know.
Across my deck. How could it be across my deck? We were sitting on the deck.
Yeah, it was behind me, behind my chair.
Really?
It
really?
Came out to my left. I looked to my left because I saw something, and it went down under in the bushes over there.
It wasn't a cat?
It was not a cat. It was not big enough to be a cat, and it was possum-sized. It was possum. That
a
was
possum. This possum is big.
All right, well.
Oh, anyway, I don't want to think about it because I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think about the possum.
Let's not think about the possum.
I hope he just, you know, stays to himself. Just stays.
I hope
there.
He moves on. Yeah. I have no food for you.
I hope he moves on too.
But you see, the lady next door has a vegetable garden, so he's very content eating all her vegetables.
Okay. Well, why? Well, then why is he bothering you? You don't have a vegetable garden.
I know, but I guess he wants to sleep where there's no vegetable. I don't know.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Not a possum. I have no idea what they do.
Okay, well, you know what? We're going to go now, and then you go ask the possum where he wants to sleep tonight and just
I
encourage
will.
Him.
I'm going
to
give him some sheets and a pillow.
To check into a different hotel.
Exactly. All right, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Grandma. You have a good day.
Good night. Goodbye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.